He's like, get a bit bloody carried away. Just been out, you know, fuck no. Sorry. Bit of a gummy. I don't know who you think you're talking to, mate, but you've been very rude. Do you understand? Show me some respect, will you? Very, very rude.
Yep. You're
Robert?
Right, buddy. I'm fucking rude. Embarrassed, you know? I'm fucking embarrassed. I'm fucking sorry. Nev, I'm sorry.
All right, mate. Apology accepted. Now let it go. Will you relax? Take it easy. Fuck, I'm trying to relax over here.
But seriously, Nev, like, how you holding for cash? I'm a bit bloody broke.
Listen, mate. What are you talking about?
Cash.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, all right? Cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
I'll tell you what. You try getting from where you're sitting to the front door. Because I reckon I could shoot you from where you're sitting to the front door. Because that's about as long as you've got to produce some money for me right now. I'll give you 20 seconds to produce some cash, or else I'll fucking shoot you. One, two, three,
cash, mate, four, five, I told you,
six,
Jesus,
six,
you come
seven,
here.
Eight,
I
nine, nine,
you
sit the fuck down, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And he's now, isn't he?
Get a fucking rag.
Forget the rag, boys. Get the fucking cash, would ya? Bloody frozen. How long's it gonna take to defrost that, you idiot?
He's in a bad way, mate.
What's the matter, Neville? Did you burst your bloody appendix or something? You having a whinge?
Come on, Jim, we've got to get him to the hospital.
So you took him to the hospital?
No, I didn't take him to the bloody hospital. Now tell me this, right? Why would I shoot a bloke, bang, and then put him in the bloody car and whiz him off to the hospital at 100 miles an hour? It defeats the purpose of having shot him in the first place. What's more, it's bloody insulting. It's bloody insulting. I mean, am I the only bloody standover man in the country who provides a medical plan for some of these characters? Do I look like Mark Brennan, Medicare Reed or something? All right, who's bloody driving?
Such a big bus over such a little hole. Come on, you're brainy. Come on, man, Jesus Christ. Chopper, come on, mate. You don't need to be a mate. You're a dead man, Chopper. You're walking around with one foot in the fucking grave.
Get him, you fucking lollipop.
Hospital driver.
He said you took him to the hospital.
You spoke to him, have you?
Well, it's just what he's been saying around town.
Look, you'd do well to have a good look at the motives behind him saying that.
Why would he say it if it's not true?
I don't know. I'm not a bloody psychiatrist, am I?
Look, Mark, this is no fucking joke, right? But we've heard you know, I don't fucking appreciate this. We've heard you've been running around town telling all and sundry that you've got some kind of umbrella arrangement with us. That we've given you virtual carte blanche to commit crime.
No. Mr. Downey, that's rubbish, right? That's complete fucking bullshit.
Fucking hate that's bullshit.
Listen, you get these bloody speed freaks together, right? They'll create all kinds of fanciful stories.
No? Well, the other fanciful story doing the rounds is they put out a contract on it.
Oh, fucking awful. Wankers, who are they anyway? Bloody fruit shop owners. They should stick to selling their bloody fruit and vegetable and just fucking leave them alone.